So we got all-star action tonight. We had the Derby last night. That was actually pretty fun to watch. Probably the most enjoyable Derby I've seen in many years. Lots of the young contestants made it. They made it cool to see the future of baseball. It's in good hands. Cal Raleigh, the whole thing with he and his family out there, his dad pitching to him, his brother was catching, and then he just really took it to another level when he got into the second level, into the championship level. He was great.
The big dumper went top shelf.
Yeah, we'll get into the big dumper in just a little bit. He went upper deck. That's a whole mess. You don't want big dumper going top upper deck. That's that's real trouble. But the Derby was a good start to the whole all-star festivities. I never really watched the softball game they have, because I think that's just, you know, the bases.
And I forgot to ask you, because you probably did. I did not watch the Futures game.
It was on Saturday. I totally forgot about it, and then I saw on Twitter what was going on, and I made sure that I checked some things out. But, yeah, Briseño hit a triple, and I think I want to say Max Clark got on base. I think he had a hit, and I believe that McGonagall went hitless. But well represented with the three guys who are now playing at Double A, the triumvirate of prospects for the Tigers. Looking forward to see them get back into action. But the All-Star game is tonight. We mentioned there's six Detroit Tigers that are in the game. Four will be starting when you include Tarek Skubal on the hill, which is really cool. Very much looking forward to that. Skubal pitching, I guess I'm getting, you know, Verlander vibes again with Verlander when he was so good for so many years and got a chance to pitch in the All-Star game. But I'm not sure if we here in Detroit are appreciating Skubal enough for how good he has been over the last 2 years. And maybe it's because we were spoiled by having Verlander for so long and Scherzer for a few years and how good he was, but not realizing that Skubal's been better. You know, he doesn't have the no-hitters that Verlander does. But Skubal's numbers are actually better than Verlander's numbers. And he is anchoring this team. Now, that Tiger team that Verlander played on had some big names on those teams. The names on this team, though they're chock full of all-stars right now, it's not like McKinstry and others on this team are Gleyber Torres. They're not like household names necessarily. We're finally starting to get some other, like we're seeing Riley Green back in the game for his second go around, which is great. But I just think it's really cool to see what this team is capable. And now we're going to see these guys playing in the All-Star game tonight and getting ready to usher in the second half of the season.
Yeah. Look, Green will probably be an All-Star for years to come. Javi, we don't know how many years he has left.
Right.
So enjoy this, okay? Same thing with McKinstry. You have no idea whether we'll ever see him in the All-Star game, whether we'll even have a first half of a season.
I will make a prediction.
Okay.
We will not see Zach McKinstry in another All-Star game.
I think that's fair.
I hope we do, but I just don't expect to see it.
I don't think so either. You know, Torres, you might see in an All-Star game. There's no guarantee he's going to be
wearing
the
Tigers uniform.
Yeah. You know? So... Yeah, this may be a very rare Skubal. I mean, we've talked about that at the station till we're blue in the face. So you might see Riley Green is the only guy who's going to make multiple All-Star games as a Detroit Tiger from this point forward.
Well, and we'll see what the Tigers decide to do because there's three players. They got Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, and Kerry Carpenter are all free agents, I think, in 2029. That's three players. That's still few years away, which is fine. They got three more years after this year that they're Tigers, and it's up to them if they want to sign them to extensions. But that is an issue moving forward that they're going to have to address, and we'll see if they do address that. But looking at the second half of the season, I know it's not literally the second half. It's just the post-All-Star break part of the season, post-All-Star game part of the season. Is there one player in particular that you think has to step up their game more than anybody else? Like, who has to have the biggest impact in the second half of the season here for the Tigers to give you more confidence that they're going to be this team to be reckoned with in the playoffs? And, you know, taking the easy button away and say whoever they trade for, let's forget that.
Okay.
Like a player that's currently on the roster right now.
So David Bednar would not.
Right, because I think we both expect that they're going to make some moves to this team to improve the roster. But a guy who's on the roster right now.
Who I expect to or who needs to?
Who needs to. And if you could answer it both ways, great. But okay. Just who do you think needs
to? The guy who needs to is Parker Meadows. I mean, he's an elite defender. He's got great speed. But if his hitting doesn't pick up and he ends up going to where we thought, you know, we talked about yesterday, going to Toledo, it doesn't help them. If he could be close to what he was the second half of last season, that's awesome.
Parker Meadows is a great answer. And if I'm going to find another play outside of Parker Meadows, I'm going to look at a starting pitcher. And I'm going to say Jack Flaherty. Because I expect that Casey Mize is still going to be good in the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I no problems with Scooble. I'm knocking on wood these guys do what they do. And Reese Olson is fine. But Jack Flaherty is a guy that you're paying to be good. You're paying him to be your number two. And there are signs that he's kind of coming out of this funk that he started the season in.
Right.
But, you know, you want to see multiple games where he's gone six innings and given up one earned run or less in those games. You want to see him get on a little bit of a stretch like that and then get into a rhythm of, oh, he went six innings, gave up two runs or whatever. I want to see Jack Flaherty be that guy, be that unquestioned number two starter that you're paying him to be the number two starter than he's going to be. But 248-539-9797 is the telephone number, or the same number to text as well. Who's the player that you think needs to have the biggest impact in the second half for the Detroit Tigers? Stoney says Parker Meadows. I think it's a great answer. I say Jack Flaherty. He's got to be the number two guy. Maybe you say somebody different. You can agree. Whatever. We'd love to hear from you at 248-539-9797. Also, when you mention the Big Dumper and Cal Raleigh, that nickname is spectacular.
Yep.
Absolutely spectacular. And we were kicking around this idea before the show, and I thought, I don't know who it was, it was Kang or if it was you that made this observation. Do women have kind of off-the-wall nicknames? Like, I mean, Big Dumper is going to be one that maybe we're going to have. But like guys get nicknames all the time.
Oh, yes.
You've got a nickname, Stoney. It's right. It's easy.
Right.
I've got a nickname, Gator, which comes from a weird story with being a professional wrestling fan. Before that, my nickname was Otis.
Right.
You know, I've
had people call me Stanley.
Right. You have some Bert Sugar, may he rest in peace.
Yes.
Called you Stanley one time during an interview, which was great.
Girls don't have nicknames.
Not typically, no, right?
Unless we might have nicknames for them.
Maybe. I mean,
They're not usually good. I mean, there was a group of girls that we were friendly with in college that, you know, they were good.
Are you allowed to say any of these?
I'm allowed to say it. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to get, speaking of Big Dumper, I'm not going to get dumped for this.
All right.
I'm not breaking any FCC rules.
Okay.
But they weren't the, as my father would say, they weren't lookers. We called their house where they lived, the four of them, the Bay of Pigs.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but they were our friends. They didn't know it.
They're your friends.
Yes, and one of them was McGill Gorilla, we called her.
Wow.
Hey. I don't know if these are considered nicknames.
I
think it's just straight up.
That's just mean.
Yeah, I think it's just mean.
Yeah, I think it's just, that's just being mean. Yeah.
Name calling.
No, I mean, I was thinking, it was funny. I was walking in the back of the building during a break. And I saw one of our coworkers here, and I'm like, well, she's got a nickname it's a riff off her last name or maiden name.
Oh, right.
So Pickle
is
back there, and
she's
awesome.
Like the only one.
She's great, right? But outside of that, do I know any women that have a nickname that isn't some just variation or a shortening of their own name?
Right.
And I don't think I do. Like guys give each other nicknames. And they last forever.
Right.
And there are some funny-ass nicknames out there. And I wonder if anybody wants to admit what their funny-ass nickname is, as long as it's not vulgar.
Right.
Right? We could, let's be nice here. Or is there somebody, one of your friends that has a nickname that you love that his nickname is what it is?
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. This is because Cal Raleigh is called the big Big Dumper.
Right.
It's hysterical. Who else do you know that has a funny nickname? Again, not vulgar, but be funny. No.
Yeah.
We will take your text and take your calls next here on 97.1 The Ticket.